beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad. The bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. And it is dark. It is dark. And you go down to East St. Louis, it gets a little darker, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Hey, I want to, again, don't forget, people, the 25th annual Polish Fest in Du Bois, Illinois, this Sunday, March the 3rd. And I want to thank everybody there. And I want to thank Rich. He'll be the DJ at the Mule Bar. I want to thank everybody for listening out that way. And if people can make it, what a great time, great people. The parade will start at 1 p.m. Not the biggest town in Washington County, but one of the best. So we'll be out there. I hope all you good people plan to attend too. We're going to start a new segment on my show here shortly. We're going to call it Reaper Romanek's Racist Rants. Because I can rant and rave and I can do whatever the hell I want to do. I had some black people tell me yesterday, they weren't really happy with my language. And I said, well, that's just don't listen. I'm tired of being a second-class citizen, especially because I'm a male, but really because I'm a white male. I'm not going to take a back seat when I deserve a seat up front. And I hope you good people, both proud white and proud black, I hope every day I instill a little bit of pride, a little bit of white pride, a little bit of black pride. Now, you hear what I said. I said white pride and black pride. I didn't say white power. I didn't say black power. I said pride. So I hope you people don't let the niggers, the crackers, or the hunkies make you be ashamed of who you are and what you are. And we're going to talk about tribalism in a minute here. But Gary, I want to thank you. I greatly appreciate it. I was going to take credit, but I'll give Gary credit for it. Email me today. And he says he's a proud white guy. And what a great thought he had, and I'll probably steal it from him down the road. Why would white people apologize, admitting guilt, rather than fighting for their innocence? What a great point. Why would white people apologize, admitting guilt, rather than fight for their innocence? And I say that all the time. Kevin Stein, crossdresser. All these people apologize. That Iowa announcer a couple days ago said King Kong, comparing this big black thug basketball player to King Kong because he was so powerful and so big. But no, the niggers, hey, he's a racist, so he's off the air. Try to get me off the air, niggers. I'm still waiting. Going to be a long, long time. But it's just unbelievable, people, why we have to put up with this stuff is a proud white and proud black community. I want to talk about, also, got a picture here, and he's a goofy, stupid-looking white cracker son of a bitch. And I want to ask, if a white person says something, they lose their job. Megyn Kelly, Roseanne Barr, and we'll speak about her briefly. Kevin Stein, crossdresser, this Iowa coach. But whenever a liberal bastard, and this is a white liberal bastard, and I got it off the AP, so it's not fake news. Looks, I don't know what the hell he looks like. Looks like some idiot, some gay faggot idiot. California professor. He's not fired. He's not suspended. He's reprimanded for saying police need to be killed. Do you hear me? University of California Davis professor Joshua Clover, who focuses on critical theory, political economy, and poetry. He looks like a faggot bitch and Marxism. This man said, quoted as saying, police need to be killed. The California newspaper reported in tweets by this asswipe professor, I am thankful that every living cop will one day be dead. Some by their own hand, some by others. Too many of old age. I mean, it's easier to shoot cops when their backs are turned. Now, this is a professor from the University of California, Davis. People, and these are all quotes, people, and this is a white, stupid cracker bastard. People think that cops need to be reformed. I think they need to be killed. This was a statement from a professor. He gets reprimanded. And then he says, if you have any other questions, he says, I agree the most effective way to end the violence against police officers is to kill them. He also added he would direct any further questions to the family of Michael Brown. And then it says here, resurrecting this crap, Brown, 18, black and unarmed, was fatally shot by white officer Darren Wilson on August the 9th, 2014. In a St. Louis suburb. Do you understand? You understand these bastards? It's still hands up, don't shoot. And I've told you that time after time after time. When are we? When are we as a proud white and proud black community going to come together and say enough's enough? And I'm taking up for white people, and I expect the black community to take up for the black community. I'll take up for the black community when I think they're right. But the problem is in this country, nobody, I said nobody, I guess other than me, will take up for and defend the white community. Now, I won't defend them. This is a white son of a bitch here, this asswipe California professor. I won't defend him. I like to put my foot up his gay ass. Now, he'd probably like that. But it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how these liberal bastards, both black and white, can get away with anything. We'll talk about Spike Lee momentarily and his ass wipe crap at the Oscars. But this man, a professor at the University of California, gets reprimanded. But no, the Iowa broadcaster gets fired. Kevin Stein, crossdresser, gets fired. Every white son of a bitch that says anything gets fired. Roseanne Barr, because she talked about this gal looked like an ape, because she did, and she was a nigger. She gets fired. Nobody else does. Snoop Doggy Dogg doesn't get fired for depicting shooting the president in the head. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but don't say nigger or don't compare a black person to an ape or something, because, I mean, that's bad. The world may come to an end when it's all over. Go ahead, Dennis. See what you got to say. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, on the dark side. What I was wondering is, since the Democrats don't want the fence up so bad, is there any way that they could be tied in with the cartels?
No, Dennis, thanks for the call. Yeah. No, I don't believe that. I believe these Democrats are asswipe. I don't think they're drug pushers. I don't think they're killers. And I know everybody wants to throw their own conspiracy theory out there. But no, I just... See, that's why I usually don't take questions like that. I didn't know what it was going to be about. I'm tired of hearing about the wall. I'm tired of hearing about all this other crap. We're not going to change those bastards in Washington. They're not going to do what we ask them to do. They're going to do what the hell they want to do. And they're going to continue to do what they want to do until we the people, put our foot down and say, enough's enough. And I think it's coming, people. I also think that the proud white community is finally, and I hope partially through me, because we have listeners in every state in this great country. We have listeners all throughout the world, Finland, Iceland, Sweden, Afghanistan. We've got responses from all over the country and all over the world. And I believe they're listening to me because they don't like me. Sometimes I don't like myself. But what I say is true. What I say is something that they would love to say, but for whatever reason can't say it. But it's to the point where if we don't get fairness for everybody, at the end there's not going to be fairness for anybody. I talk about judges, I talk about politicians, I talk about how they're destroying this great country of ours. Now here's a nigger, because a nigger is somebody that robs a proud black person, not going to go out and rob somebody and kill somebody. Now I'm reading this, true story, St. Louis. St. Louis man gets 4 months of shock time in two armed robberies, felonies that people get 20, 30 years. This nigger gets 4 months of shock time. One of the robberies was in a death. One of the robberies caused the death. The second of two men who took part in two armed robberies, one of them deadly, in St. Louis will serve 4 months in prison and probation in a plea deal. He's going to be 4 months for being involved in a robbery that killed somebody, and it's really not prison. It's some kind of shock time crap where they get you in and out, and they, I don't know, have some kind of class. It's bull crap, but that's okay. But Glenn Robertson III pleaded guilty to attempted robbery, armed robbery, and robbery. So the prosecutors in St. Louis dismissed one count of second-degree murder and two counts of armed criminal action. Circuit judge, whoever this Mark Neal is, what a piece of crap you are, buddy. A judge accepted the plea deal and sentenced this bastard asswipe killer to a suspended 15-year sentence on those counts. He'll be on probation for 5 years. This man robbed somebody that resulted in a death, and this man's not going to get jail time? Nappy-headed nigger. I can see him, and I ain't lying. He's a nappy-headed nigger. The robbery, they attempted to rob Joseph M. Lee. He was probably a proud black man. They tried to rob him because he probably had money, because he probably had a job. So another black-on-black crime. And I would assume this Mark Neal's a white judge. Where's the black community? Where's the black community in the outrage to let this nigger thug robber, armed robber killer, get 4 months of shock time for attempting to rob somebody and then killing them? When does that happen? Only in St. Louis. Only in St. It says his attorney said the shooting was totally unexpected. Well, I guess they didn't mean that. When you put a gun to somebody's head and you pull the trigger, you better expect that there's going to be some repercussions. You can expect there's going to be some repercussions. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Brian from Ladue, longtime listener. I just had a quick comment about the Covington High School thing. I no one in the media is talking about the black Israelites calling those Catholic students from Covington crackers, which to me is the same as calling a black person a nigger, but you've heard nothing about them calling those young men crackers.
Brian, if you heard me when it first happened, I made a bunch of comments about the black Israelites. But see, Brian, in this day and age, doesn't make any difference. These niggers, not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. These niggers can do what they want, when they want. Everybody's afraid, even the proud blacks, everybody's afraid to confront these son of a bitches. But you're exactly right. This whole thing started with these black Israelites. They're the one that started the crap. Then the Indians got involved. And then you know what they do, Brian? They're going to blame the white guy. They're going to blame this young white kid who I think was ready to crap in his pants. He looked like he was a deer in front of some headlights. He didn't know what to do. So he stood there and smiled. And they want to make this little white guy, this 17, 18-year-old high school student. But see, that's how the media, Brian, can flip the script. There's a lot of crap that goes on, Brian, that nobody knows about, nobody finds out about, because it's got to do with liberals. Now, let a conservative stub their toe in the wrong way, or let them do something that may not be totally correct. It's going to be on the front page of the paper, right or wrong.
That's absolutely correct. And just like Stein Crossdresser, he makes one false statement and all hell breaks loose. And those young men smile that an Indian gentleman in the media goes crazy. Yeah.
You know, Brian, and I'm going to talk about it if I get time, but this Academy Awards, here's this asswipe, no count, good for nothing son of a bitch that Spike Lee, who gets up there, talks about Trump, all these niggers, and I know I'm asking you this rhetorically, Brian. I know you don't really know and you can't speak for everybody, but why do you think that these niggers think they can get away with pushing us white people back and back and back, and we sit on our lame white asses and do nothing about it? But as soon as I come out and chastise and criticize a black nigger, for something he did, I'm a racist, I'm no good, all hell breaks loose, they want me off the air, they call Congress, they call this U.S. Senate on me, these Jamel, Nichelle, Dandeed, and all these nigger, nappy-headed niggers in St. Louis wanting me off the air. But white people, we just sit back and take it, don't we, Brian?
We do, and I think, unfortunately, Bob, what it is most of the white people are afraid to lose their jobs, their businesses, because they know that the blacks will get together, I'm sorry, the niggers will get together and come and stand in front of your place of employment. They'll contact your employer and try to get you fired. And white people, that's why they're lame, and they just sit back and take it.
You know, Brian, don't you think there's a point in time, and I agree with you, but I don't want to pat myself on the back, but Brian, have you ever heard a white man that has the guts and the fortitude to come out, not against the proud black community, but against the niggers, and continue to come out against the niggers? What have they done to me, Brian? They haven't done a damn thing to me, because they know I don't give a damn. They know I'm not going to back down. And I think when the vast white majority understands that, and that's why they say Bob Romanek's a shock jock. I'm not a shock jock. I don't want to shock anybody. I want to provoke everybody to standing up for their rights, standing up to be proud to be white, not to be pushed back because of the color of our skin. I'm tired of it, Brian. Do you ever think this is going to change?
Well, I think that you've made the start, Bob, and I will pat you on the back, along with my father-in-law, Ed, who loves you, and all the proud black and white people love what you're doing, and we really appreciate it, sir. Keep up the good work.
Well, Brian, thank you. And I didn't say that to get a pat on the back, but everybody appreciates the compliment. I did it because I wanted to prove a point. If Bob Romanek, a low-life son of a bitch, piece of white trash. See, I'm not a cracker, not a hunky. I'm a proud white person, but I'm white trash. I come up the hard way. Wasn't my fault. I don't want to forget. I'm not like the niggers. I don't want, hey, if it was something bad for us, let's get rid of all the statues. But we want money. We want this. They want to change history. I don't want to change history. I want to remember history. I want to remember eating one meal a day. I want to remember not having decent clothes. I want to remember everything that I went through so I can appreciate what I have now. And I've got what I've got now because I remembered what I went through when I was young. And I said, hey, when I start taking care of myself, it ain't going to happen. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to bust my ass. I'm going to make not only me great, I'm going to make America great. And that's what hardworking people do, not the niggers. But it just, it pisses me off, people. And you have to understand, I'm not a racist. Now, we'll talk political issues every day here. We're not going to talk sports. We're not going to talk national issues. We're going to talk local issues. We're going to talk local politics, and we're going to talk local racism. There's so many racists out there, and there's as many black racists as white. But if you're a black racist, you can get away with it. You see Spike Lee. You see, again, Chuck Berry over in St. Louis. You see Snoop Doggy Nigger, who depicted in a video of killing President Trump. They've got him at the Illinois State Fair. Of course, that's not much to say. They've had some lame acts at the state fairs. When you have to do a state fair, I think you're on your way out professionally. But whatever these niggers do, Don Lemon, CNN News, white people, white men are the bigger terrorists than the terrorists. Everybody, Charles Barkley, I hate white people. But these niggers keep going and going and going. And we as white people, I'm sorry that you call me a hunky and a cracker. I'm sorry that I'm white. Oh, I'm sorry. What, you white people better get up. The only thing you need to be sorry for is being lame-ass idiots. Get up off your ass. No violence. We don't need violence. We just need to come together. We need to stand up and stand tall against all this bull crap. Now, Brian, we talked about the situation, and he says white people are just backing off. Well, what happens when a nigger comes knocking on your door? Hey, I want to screw your wife. I want your television, and give me the damn keys to that car of yours. Yeah, yes, sir, Mr. Black Guy. Yes, sir. Just don't call me a racist. Don't call me a racist. Well, I'm going to call you anything I want because of reparations that I want. And remember slavery 200-300 years ago. You hear me when these niggers, and they don't call anymore. I guess I scared them off. They never can win an argument because at the end of the day, what do they always say? I'm a racist and slavery. That's all they've got to say. I'm not a racist. And they never experience slavery. But it's unbelievable, people, how we let this crap go. It is totally, totally unbelievable. We're going to start on this, and we're going to take a quick break and come back. Lines are open, but please, people, be on subject. Toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. When we come back, we're going to talk about tribalism. These Indians, Native Americans. I guess if you call them Indians, you're a racist. Indians, I'll call them Indians. These Indians, they've got tribal society. How racist is that? How racist that these Indians are on all these reservations? And you know, on these reservations all throughout the country, they're not dictated by state law. They're dictated by federal law. I don't care if they're in Montana, Wyoming, wherever they're at, Nevada, they don't have to adhere to state law. All they have to do is adhere to federal law. They have their tribal law. But I ask, how racist is that? Talk about segregation. These son of a bitches, and they get free schooling. They get a lot of free crap. They want to be away from us. And the point that I'll be making is I don't hear anybody up in arms because the Indians, what do they call them? Brown skin. Don't call them black because they probably really get pissed. But the Indians, they're off on their own. They're off our own in this great segregated United States of America. How segregated is it when we have all these Indian tribes? There's 562 Native, see, that pisses me off. Native American tribes in the United States. 562 Native American tribes in the United States. There's a Sioux, there's a Navajo, the Cherokee, the Pawnee, the Iroquois, there's Eskimo is a Indian, I guess, Comanche, Chippewa. And there are 326 Indian reservations in the United States. 326. You know, is that like a plantation? Must be a plantation. If we had 326 areas where the niggers were at, where we segregated the niggers, it'd be a plantation. They'd all be up in arms. But I ask, How racist. How racist to have all these Indian tribes and say, we don't want to be around white people. We don't want to be around niggers. We want to be around our own. And that's what tribalism is. And we'll discuss that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started him calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boomerang shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome back to the dark side. Just speaking with my producer. You're that stupid ass white bastard that called me the first call. You're thinking maybe the Congress is in with the drug cartels, you idiot. Then he tells my producer, don't he talk about anything but niggers? Hey, son bitch, call a nigger station. They'll be criticizing white people every day, so you white stupid cracker bastard, go get some blackface and turn on one of those nigger St. Louis stations if you want to hear something bad about white people. I don't just talk about niggers. I talk about crackers all the time. I talk about politics. But hey, what's the bastard's name? It wasn't Brian. What was the first guy's name? Eh, never mind. We don't. Stupid son of a bitch. You talk about. I talk about anything I want. You sound like a nigger bastard. I'll say nigger 1,000 times if I want. I hate it. People tell you, do this, do that. Hey, shove it up your ass. You do what you want to do and let me do what I want to do. That just really pissed me off when I heard that. But let's get back to this tribalism crap. Tribalism implies the possession of a strong cultural or ethnic identity that separates one member of a group from members of another group, based on a strong relationship of closeness and kinship. Members of a tribe tend to possess a strong feeling of identity towards each other. I spoke about that yesterday. There's nothing wrong with tribalism. I told you I had a friend, black friend, had lunch with. Great guy, respect him. After we ate, he went his way and I went my way. Nothing racist about it. He's comfortable in the black community with the people of his race, and I'm comfortable in the somewhat, well, a little bit, white community in Belleville, in my race. Doesn't make you racist, it makes you a realist. If you're not comfortable around a situation, why go around it? Why have to lie? And you white people, you know as well as I do, when two thug-looking niggers walk into a restaurant, and even the proud blacks, they cringe a little bit. They think, hey, what may happen? Now, most of the time, nothing happens. But are they wrong? Are they racist? No, they're realist. They've learned through experiences throughout our life. And just like this shooting in St. Louis where this nigger gets 4 months of shock time, where is the NAACP? Where, and I take up for the NAACP. I take up for people when I think they're right. I don't give a damn what color they are. But why isn't the NAACP on this white, and I believe him to be white, don't know for sure, I'll try to find out. Why aren't they all over this judge for giving this no good criminal bastard, this armed robber, this killer, to give him 4 months of shock time? The family of the deceased, and you know, they're going to have, until they die, 20, 30, 40 years of shock time thinking about letting this nigger go. But now, NAACP, Marie Chappelle Nadell, all the stupid niggers over there, Bruce Franks Jr., that idiot. Hey, get Bob Romanek off the air because he says nigger. Boy, that's vile. No, it's vile when you blacks let each other kill each other. Let every one of you son of a bitches go to hell, will you? Until you son of a bitches try to take care of your problems, don't be calling me and calling me a racist or threatening my life. You're wasting your time. I'm going to continue to say what I want. I'm going to continue to give my opinion on the air. But think about it, proud white and proud black, where is the NAACP? Where's all the crying out loud that, hey, we got to stop this violence? You ain't stopping crap over there, niggers. You're killing each other. And this white judge, I don't understand him, but Gaskin, John Gaskin III, U.S. white hypocritical nigger, head of the NAACP. The proud black community ought to throw your black ass out of there. Now, you'll call and give me hell, not me personally, but you'll call and want to give me hell through the FCC and the FBI and the IRS and the CIA and everybody else. Long as you don't get me in trouble with the CVS, because I like their pharmaceutical products there. But you people understand. Let a white guy, Kevin Stein, crossdresser, Channel 2, says Kuhn, not Coon. And man, he's off the air. NAACP, everybody demanded that he be gone. That man didn't kill anybody. That man didn't rob anybody. But see, the niggers don't want to hear this. And this stupid bastard to call me earlier. You just talk about, no, I'll talk about the niggers when I want to talk about the niggers. And I'll talk about the crackers when I want to talk about the crackers. But think about it, people, if you haven't already. And I hope I keep pounding it and it gets in your heads, both proud white and proud black. This guy gets 4 months probation, involved in a robbery, kills somebody, kills a proud black man, I would believe. His family's in mourning, and they see not only is their son and brother and uncle and cousin and maybe husband and father, he's not coming home. But they're letting this other nigger come home in less than 4 months. And it was a white guy, a white judge. I'm surprised the niggers just aren't all over that because the judge is white. But see, so you hypocritical niggers, until you tell me that you've taken care of your situation, don't be crying about white people. Don't be crying about white people saying something. Roseanne Barr says something about this bitch that used to be Obama's secretary or some kind of interior secretary. Said she looked like an ape. She loses her whole life. She's off the air. Can't make a living because she said something not about the black community, but about one nigger. And what happens? She's gone. What happens to Stein Crossdresser? He's gone. What happened to the white Iowa sports announcer yesterday that said, boy, he's King Kong? And the niggers come together and they go crazy, and the NAACP and the Nation of Islam and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all you nigger bastard racist son of a bitches, you black supremacist racist bastards. You're out after all the white guys. Come after this judge. Come after this nigger that gets 4 months probation for killing somebody. No, you niggers are worried about what somebody says, not what somebody does. You'll let each other destroy one another. But don't let a white guy say something you don't like. Spike Lee says it all the time. All these niggers say it all the time. CNN reporter Don Lemon. White men are bigger terrorists than the terrorists. Nothing happens to him because us white stupid son of bitches ain't got the guts to stand up. Nothing violent. But to stand up for what's right. Don't stand up for what's wrong. I'm not advocating that at all. Stand up for what's right. People don't understand. I just, for the life of me, I really, really don't understand. Let's go a little bit lighter. You hear me about the two female/male/he/she/its or what's or whatever it is. Broke the state record in Connecticut. Two nigger guys, because they say their women are running on the women's track team. Unbelievable. I tell you what, the next year Olympics, it might as well be the transgender Olympics. But now they've got this in Colorado. You've got this wrestler, this male wrestler, a good wrestler. He was going for some kind of state championship. In Colorado, they let the women wrestle the men. Now, I guess for some perverts, that's probably be okay, because I guess you could grab a breast or grab, like Cory Booker said, our illustrious nigger candidate for president. I guess you can snatch the snatch and not get in any trouble. But in Colorado, people, they're letting women, young girls, 14, 15, 16, 17, wrestle the guys. Now, you know what? Something ain't right with that. Something's not right with that, but I have to say, I want to salute this male wrestler, a guy named Johnston. He refused to wrestle. He refused to wrestle, so he lost. Because he said he's not really comfortable wrestling with a woman, touching a woman in that way. He says, I'm not really comfortable with a couple of the girls that are wrestling. The physical contact, there's a lot of that in wrestling. And I guess there's a lot of physical aggression too. I'm not going to treat a young lady like that on the mat. Now, this guy was going to be a state champion, and I have to salute him. But I have to say to the Colorado School District, what a bunch of stupid idiots you are. Where's the Me Too movement? There again, look at the hypocrisy. Where's the Me Too movement? They're going to let young guys wrestle young women. Now, you know their hands are going to be all over their breasts. They put their hands between their legs. And these are young women, 14, 15, 16, 17. Where are you at, Me Too movement? You'll come after a statue of a white guy kissing a nurse celebrating World War II. You'll make that a national emergency. But you're not worried about young women getting groped by men. And hey, this guy seems like a decent young man. How many perverts now are going to start wrestling? And I have to say to the parents of these female wrestlers, what ass? Well, you're not parents, you're sperm donors. A parent would not stand for this. In Colorado, I know, see, that's what you get when you legalize marijuana. These crackhead, pothead son of a bitches, they don't know what the hell's going on. My daughter, she's going to go out with that guy, and he's going to give her money for having sex, and that's okay as long as she's not a prostitute. These son of a bitches are so high on drugs out there in Colorado, they have to be. Number one, to let young women, and think about it, people. Young women, why don't young women wrestle young women? after they're 18, then they can wrestle and probably make money. Then we call them lesbians, but that's okay. But on a serious note, think about it, people, and I know you haven't until I just brought it up. Why would the school districts in Colorado condone males wrestling females? And again, why in Connecticut would that stupid school district condone? Now, think about it. These two niggers, and these guys had broad shoulders, big, thick legs. They broke the state record in the women's 100-meter dash or whatever the dash was. These are two guys who say, hey, I'm a woman today. I guess if women drink free in St. Louis, I'm not a drinker, but I have to say when I go over there, hey, guys, I'm a woman. I'm drinking free. And I'm being a little facetious, but when does it stop? When does it stop? When does this craziness stop unless we put a stop to it? So this young man, he's forfeiting his wrestling. He says, I'm not trying to disrespect these ladies. He says, I'm just not going to wrestle. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's right to hurt him. I don't think it's right to touch him. I feel uncomfortable. So now he's out of the state tournament, a great wrestler to make the state tournament. He's out of the state tournament because he refuses to wrestle a woman. That guy needs a medal just for that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Came along. Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be As always, people, we're always running out of time. I want to continue on this tribalism tomorrow to really prove a point, and I think you people will understand. And tomorrow, we're going to have enough time. Lyda Crewson, you know I criticize her most of the time. I don't agree with whatever she does or says. And I don't know if I agree with this Better Together in St. Louis, bringing the city and the county together, but she does, and she has every right to. But now there's a couple niggers, Brandon Bosley and John Collins Muhammad. You remember John Collins Muhammad, and we're getting more information. That's a bastard didn't have a driver's license. That's a bastard that owed money, that owed fines. Now these two niggers, because they disagree with Lyda Crewson, the mayor of St. Louis, they're going to try to get her off. They're going to get a recall vote. They're launching a recall. And this Muhammad Collins, this nigger, says the plan amounts, this recall they're trying to get for this Better Together, Lyda Crewson and a lot of people have their opinion that the county and the city would be all better off coming together so they wouldn't have a duplication of a lot of services. And that's their opinion. I don't totally agree with them, but that's okay. But Muhammad Collins, or Collins Muhammad, said the plan amounts to whitewashing of the voting electorate by dissolving St. Louis, which has more black than white residents and numerous black elected officials, to merge into a metro city with a population less than 30% black. Do you understand how racist, how nigger that is? They don't give a damn about bringing the city and the county together. They don't give a damn about bringing them together and get better police services, better public services, maybe a lot more safety for the proud black community. No, all they care about, they don't want to dilute their black strength. Well, your black strength, you idiot common, to John Collins Muhammad, and Brandon Bosley, your black strength sure hasn't helped the proud black people in North City. Your black strength hasn't done anything but destroy the city of St. Louis. But I hear that if that is launched, and I hope that they stick to by what I'm hearing from very, very good sources, that there's also then going to be a recall launch on Kim Gardner. And I guarantee you, they can get a lot more votes to get that on the ballot than they can getting Crewson off. So you niggers, just remember, when you start a fight, finally some white people are wising up. It shouldn't have to be around racial lines, but John Muhammad Collins, what did he say? That they were whitewashing of the voting electorate to dissolve St. Louis, which has more blacks than white residents, with numerous black officials, to merge into a metro city with a population less than 30% black. They care about getting elected. They don't care about doing something for the black community. NAACP, where's your nigger ass? Where's your nigger ass saying, hey, that ain't right? If it's going to help the black community and it can't hurt the black community, are you damned it can't have any more houses falling down in North St. Louis, any more people falling down from bullets? It can't hurt anybody in St. Louis. But these niggers, they don't give a damn about helping the blacks, the whites. They don't give a damn about helping anybody but themselves. So Lyda Crewson, I have to say, I agree with you on this one. I agree that you have every right if you think it's better for your city. And if they vote it down, so be it. But what I don't believe, these niggers are going to try to have a recall. So all you proud black and proud white, understand what's going on. You got a couple radical, stupid, racist niggers, John Collins Muhammad and Brandon Bosley. You got a couple stupid niggers who are trying to destroy the city even more because they want to keep control because it's primarily black. Now, let a white guy, listen to me. This Brandon bastard and this Collins Muhammad, they're whitewashing of the voting electorate by dissolving St. Louis, which has more black than white residents and numerous black officials, to make it a metro city with a population less than 30% black. How racist is that? That's total. Let a white guy say something like that, and man, he'd be out the door in a minute. Oh, you're a racist. You know, you talk, these niggers are the racist people, and if you say a nigger can't be a racist, you're a damn liar or stupid or both. We'll continue on this Crewson situation tomorrow, but I'll tell you what, hey, niggers, watch out. You got that nigger Kim Gardner as your prosecuting attorney in St. Louis, and that bitch can't put two and two together. I think you may get something to bite you in the ass. So keep coming, John Collins Muhammad and Brandon Bosley. Keep coming at Crewson. I think you're going to see the proud white and proud black community come together on this. And if you're going to launch a recall, be ready to defend Kim Gardner, because it's going to take a lot to defend her, because that stupid bitch, I don't know how the hell she finds City Hall. I don't know how she finds her office. She's such a dumbass, nigger, racist bastard bitch. But think about it, people, proud white and proud black. They don't want to make the merge. They didn't say it wouldn't be better for St. Louis. They don't want to lose their black elected officials, and they don't want to be the minority where they'd be only 30% instead of the majority, probably 51 or 52%. They don't care about the black community. They don't care about the white community. They don't care about the St. Louis community. They care about their little nigger group, little racist nigger group. Think about it, people. As always, time to go. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM on my personal Facebook page, Bob Romantic Crazy Reaper. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. Gotta go. Time's out. As always, people, let's continue. Let's meet here every day at 10 o'clock. Let's travel to the dark side. Let's understand the underbelly of what's going on. You'll get it here. You won't get it anywhere else. So let's continue. Let's continue our journey of 1,000 miles. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And we've taken a lot more than one step. Let's don't look backwards. Let's go forward and make this country, this community, better for everyone, black and white. Don't let these racist bastards, and there are a lot of racist bastards, destroy what we're trying to do. Don't let them, the politicians, divide and conquer. That's the only way they win. So let's continue to unite. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten, political, parasitical punks, perverted punks that we call politicians. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course. And before we go, people, my Nigger Nation song's not coming up. I'm going to play My Way by Frank Sinatra. I heard it yesterday, and I think it sounds like me and a lot of other people. I'm going to do things my way, people, and both proud white and proud black. I hope after listening to this, think about it. You have to stand tall as a man, stand tall as a woman. You have to do it your way. If you do it somebody else's way, that's what you're going to get, somebody else's way. So do it your way, and let's all come together. I hope this song brings some light to all the subjects I talk about. So we're going to go out with Frank Sinatra, My Way. And by the way, let's destroy these rotten bastard politicians, these perverted political perverted punks, you hear me, that we call politicians. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.